Now, think about the microbiome also as a producer of lots of beneficial compounds, right? Short-chain fatty acids, we mentioned that quite a bit. Your microbiome produces a lot of vitamins that are required, a lot of methylated forms of vitamins as well. So even if you have MTHFR mutation, it may not matter. And maybe that's why MTHFR can be as high, as prevalent as it is in the population, because your microbiome does produce methylated vitamins. Neurotransmitters, we talked about a bunch of them, especially serotonin, but it does produce dopamine, GABA, and more. Lots and lots of antimicrobial compounds to control pathogens and control dysbiotic organisms. Anti-inflammatory compounds, your microbiome produces things like indole propionic acid, urolithins, short-chain fatty acids. Many of those control inflammation in your body. Your microbiome also can help resolve some of the fatty acids that are coming in, or fat really coming in a diet, like omega-3 fatty acids or omega-6 fatty acids, and modulate them into fatty acids that actually reduce inflammation. And then, of course, hormone regulation and the production of bioactive peptides, right? So a lot of functions within the microbiome. And again, we'll touch on many of these as they become very relevant when we think about how to support these functions in order to improve your overall health